everything to you. You're listening now and you love it too. Pixel Pros, we talk about games, everything nerdy and on our brains. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Pixel Pros Podcast, Episode 6. And on this frightful night, I am joined by, of course, the other podcasters, Natalie and
Hello.
Ryan. Oh, yeah. Just interrupt.
Ooh.
That's cool.
So after Episode 6 comes Episode 7 because Disney bought it, right?
Hey-oh!
Everything. If they bought the one thing they bought this time, they have might as well have just bought the universe.
That's right.
All right. On to, we'll get to that. So, you know, it's Halloween, and what did you do, Natalie?
I went trick-or-treating.
Yeah, that's good. At whatever, you're like 25 now. 20.
I am not 25.
She's like 33.
Totally acceptable.
33. She's in her prime. It's like, never mind. I was going to make a dirty joke.
Right. It is not even a minute in.
I did get confused for a 15-year-old.
Oh.
There we go.
That's the way to do it.
That's
now you
the
got
one you want.
That's how you lure those pedophiles out.
Yep.
But I'm going to go pedo hunting.
Pedo hunt. All right, you hear that, you pedos? Better be careful. Natalie's going to get you before you get her.
No means no.
Yeah. And 15 no's might mean a yes, but all right. So on to the let me introduce the episode, I guess. All right, today we'll be talking about possible Mass Effect movie, StarCraft 2, Dishonored. I guess it's an aftermath. I think we covered that. All right, Star
there's
Wars.
More. There's more details, Andy.
Oh, okay. Our upcoming games of next week. And maybe a little switch from console to PC? Yeah?
Yeah, maybe.
No.
Maybe? All right.
Sorry. I like my console.
Nope.
Get out. All right. Now on to the part where Natalie doesn't interrupt, hopefully. The news. Ryan, start us off.
Yeah. Mass Effect movie script. Who put this up here? I didn't read this. It's like, what, a fan now? A fan has it? Has the script and is
okay.
Rewriting it.
As a fan, meaning I put this up there. A fan, aka the writer, actually knows the content, basically.
Okay.
So we're not in the hands of like Yui Bull, who like might pop the disc into his old 360 for 2 minutes and said he played it. But this guy is Morgan Davis Fole, and he's actually written a screenwriter on the credits of Thor, I Am Legend, and The Cell. So, I don't know. I don't think we're in bad hands, especially if he's a fan of it. Shoot, I'm pretty sure he can stay faithful to the content.
That's true. And then you got the super fans that are going to hate it no matter what.
Yeah, those guys. That's called the internet. It's
yeah.
called carpal tunnel and the internet.
Your wristband.
You know all about carpal tunnel and the internet.
Oh, I know how to fix it, but... The internet's only for one thing.
Porn?
No, oh my... See,
oh
this is how we get explicit ratings, Natalie. I was going to say cats, but, you know, whatever.
Information about animals.
Yes, exactly.
How to get from point A to point B using Google Maps.
That's pretty much all it's for. And finding the nearest Starbucks to look like a douche. All right.
And yelping, yep.
Since we lost all our...
So this guy can write his screenplay.
I have to write my screenplay...
Wow.
Can everybody see me writing my screenplay? I look important.
Moving on. Jeez. All right, what is going on today? All right, Grand Theft Auto 5 is rumored, but just got confirmed. Breaking news. Ba-doo, ba-doo, ba-doo. It's coming out spring
of 2013. Breaking news promo sound.
Yeah, that's right. 2013, y'all. Grand Theft Auto 5.
So tell your mom.
Andy, I know you love your Grand Theft Autos. So are you excited for this one?
Yeah, I'm always excited for pretty much all Grand Theft Autos because from the first time I played it, number 3, and it was a sandbox, it pretty much revolutionized everything. It blew my mind as well. And so I just thought I could just take all my anger out here instead of in high school. And so one less statistic of shooting. I'm kidding. But... You can't joke about that. But yeah, this one actually, it just keeps getting better and better because Rockstar is just, I think they're great at writing for these hyper-realistic crime syndicate games. And just seeing these guys in breather masks and jumpsuits look like they're robbing a bank, already that's a setup. You know, I know it's going to be even better. Or if, you know, I don't even know if you could top 4 because 4 is in a league of its own too. So
yeah, they're great. They're great games, especially like if you, like I know a lot of people just play the game so they can drive around and get up the police 5-star. But if you actually play the missions, it is really well written. All of them really. So 5 will probably be awesome again too. Hopefully they'll let you go eat cheeseburgers
and like get fat.
Eat a ton of cheeseburgers.
Oh man, I like doing that to CJ in San Andreas because he would puke after like your 5th cheeseburger. I'm like, yes. And yeah, too bad it didn't. Well, I guess it didn't have achievements back then for the PS2, but it was just, it would have been cool just to get the achievement for rolfing up all your cheeseburgers.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so, and then moving on to Forza adds the smart glass support. I think we talked about this a little bit last time about smart glass in general, but I guess it's confirmed for Forza Horizon. And it does pretty much what you think it'd do. Your second screen, or your smart glass, is your map. And then you can see, like, locations of items and stuff. So nothing too groundbreaking. It's, like I said, something I think we all kind of assumed when they said that they're going to add smart glass. I don't know.
Yeah. I wish it wasn't just a map. I mean, you're already looking at your screen to see the road. Why look down at your, you know, iPad or your Surface sitting in your lap?
Sitting in your lap, yeah, all awkwardly.
Seriously, Microsoft, couldn't have thought of better. Just put pedals on the pad, and then people's feet. We're gonna find every way to crush tablets on this podcast.
That's true.
I can understand if you have a tablet by itself playing games like the iPad and all the other Windows tablets and whatnot, but a tablet to a console, how do you do that?
Yeah. It's you know, if you guys remember, Nintendo started this with, remember the GameCube hooked up with the GameCube, or the GameCube hooked up with the Game Boy Advance.
I love that, and it was Final
Fantasy. Yeah, but it was different.
No, well, I mean, it was like your map. It was kind of the same thing. I'm just saying they started the whole, idea of this, I think.
I didn't see those games. I just saw that you could play Final Fantasy Crystal, whatever, with
Crystal Chronicles.
Yeah, Crystal Chronicles, and then like your friends were they're your buddies, so they could all have their Game Boy Advances hooked up. I thought that was the coolest thing.
And in Zelda, because when you play Wind Waker and you go release Tingle, you free Tingle. Oh, yeah. He gives you the Tingle Game Boy Advance.
Ooh.
Tingle is GameStop.
Meta joke. Blew your mind.
And, yeah, exactly. And speaking of tablet-esque play type genre games, that's what Zombie U is going to be called.
That segue could have gotten along better.
Oh, man. I just kept reeling it back.
Screwed the pooch.
Yeah, I know. So Zombie U multiplayer details revealed, and it's not... Like, I was thinking it was going to be cooperative or something, but it's not. Like, the person with the tablet is throwing zombies in your way, basically. And it's like capture the flag. Like, the guy's going to run to this point and back. Yeah. And in between, the guy with the tablet's pretty much chucking zombies at you.
Zombies.
Yeah. Man, just in general, I already said I probably won't get the Wii U right off the bat, but I'm not one about these tablet gaming things, man. It's weird. I don't know.
I mean, like I said, the only thing that sells me is ease of use and if you can make my experience better. So it's already good with the inventory system, and I guess their multiplayer function, they had to think of something. So this is their gimmick, just like the Wii had to have a gimmick of every kind.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, but
it's unfortunate, but it's true.
Yeah, and I had this next tidbit of news, but Badlands down, assuming since the hurricane and stuff. Because I know Kotaku went down a little bit. Andy, maybe you can give us your spiel about what you might already know about the StarCraft 2 leveling system.
Oh yeah,
that's coming out. Yeah.
Yeah, and speaking of the hurricanes, if any of our two listeners out there are in the hurricane, and I'm sure you're listening to this, because this comes first. Hope everyone's safe on the East Coast. Yeah, and I hope you had your Vita charged so you could play through the storm. All right, that's terrible. Okay, StarCraft 2 leveling system is, I think it's a good idea, but I also believe it's already been done, you know, like playing enough amount of games, just already, you get this portrait, and I don't know, I guess they put more portraits, so they kind of gives you a, incentive to move on to the next level, and then you can watch your rank move up. But I also read another article on why, you know, they're doing it, and it's because they're, it's stagnant, and the whole system is, you know, it's like, they're trying to appeal to more people, the people who like leveling systems and stuff, but it's such a punishing game. and also they're trying to mitigate the fact that people were just joining games and leaving them, and they were just to get that like 5,000 games played portrait. And so it's, yeah. You know, I guess it's one way to say stop it, but it's another way to bring more people in. But I still don't see, you know, like once you lose, losing in StarCraft 2 is almost a bit dark, and you just kind of watch everything get obliterated, or you watch your army, or you just get cheesed, and it's not really fair because you didn't really even have a fighting chance. So I don't know. They could try to bring in more people. But I think their real aim should be at the growing esports community. Yeah, League of Legends is huge, but it's huge because it's a free game, you know?
Yeah,
so what's up?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, just sell multiplayer the game, like, by itself. Maybe $25, $20, and then just get more people into it, make it cheaper. And, I don't know, I mean, find different avenues to get it into people's hands, at least. So if they have some hardcore friends, or if they're just interested, then, you know, they'd want to learn. You know, that's what gets people to get better at something. It's because they want to play more.
Exactly. I think they already started this update too. They started rolling it out slowly.
Wait, I thought it was only for StarCraft Heart of the Storm.
No, it's not. It's gonna be. It's supposed to all be done and released to everybody before Heart of Storm comes out.
Get on it. Let's go.
So get on it. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been, I guess, too avid on my StarCraft 2 playing since Medal of Honor Warfighter came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's it'll definitely pull me back in. I'd at least want to see the new portraits because I still have my normal portrait with the news lady. And I like putting that one on because people think I'm a noob. It's good.
That's true. And then it always bites you in the ass in the end. Because you're playing with me.
Ryan's not that bad, but he's 10 league.
And 10 league, yeah, that's right. Not that bad, but I'm terrible. So Dishonored is coming out with some DLC too. It's more of like challenge maps and stuff, I guess. And, you know, you gotta, like, speed run through areas, so I've never really been a fan of that kind of gameplay, but I don't know, Dishonored's pretty badass. Andy, you think you'd pick this baby up?
Oh, yeah.
Because I know you love your Dishonored.
Yes, I can't say enough about how much the replayability value in that game, and just adding DLC, you know, you're extending the life of it even more. And I know everyone's quips about, like, oh, it's just going to be a Game of the Year edition later on. Yeah, you can do that, or you can purchase it now and support that developer and get them to make better games like this original IP and tell them that you like these things. That's one way to show it, is by buying it right off the bat. But, yeah, it's The challenges are fun. I'm also not a big fan of the timed runs, which it adds a level of, I guess, what I call the heartbeat factor, where you just, it's harder to concentrate, but now you have to focus. And Dishonored is definitely a buy recommendation from me, and you can, it's just so many things you can do. It's just so cool. And I hope there's more achievements for it too, because some of the achievements are awesome. Like kill, it's one called Hornet's Nest, and then you have to shoot a crossbow into like four people within 1 second, and that involves bending time. So it's pretty badass.
Wanted style, huh? Curving bullets. That's pretty awesome. Yeah, I'll definitely agree that it is important to buy these kind of new IPs. Dang it, there's too many games, man.
Seriously, yeah, there is. There's too many games. Speaking of new games, I believe Assassin's Creed 3 came out. Unfortunately, none of us have it because we are either swamped in school, work, or other games.
Yeah, that's true. But I got some more Aftermath details. You guys want to hear it?
Yay. More of Battlefield
3. Oh, yeah. All right. So, everybody knows about the crossbow. Well, if you don't, you do now. That's terrible. So, the big thing about this crossbow is there's four types of ammunition for it.
Ooh, wait, that's one and, more than I mentioned last time.
Yeah, and so there's, you got your standard bolt, which is for standardly shooting people.
Standardly putting a bolt in someone's head.
Yes. And now you got your high explosive bolt that has a bit of C4 on the end of it, and they say it's so other people can have a chance against vehicles that's not engineer, which is a plus, because, you know,
that's
like
not Arbor. Engineer and a... Yeah. And a support guy with a Jeep.
C4, or Jeep, yeah, because Armored Kill is pretty much like an engineer update. Yeah. Everybody is playing engineer, so many vehicles, and so yeah, it's actually supposed to do pretty good against vehicles, I guess, but obviously not as much as an RPG, but you know, it gives like support people a fighting chance. And then you got your scan bolt, which you shoot, and it's like a radio emitter, and it kind of scans for nearby enemies in a 10-meter radius. So that's good for, you know, if you're reconning and you don't have your UAV or something.
True that.
And let's see, what's this last one? I can't remember now. This last one is, it's called the balanced bolt, I suppose, something like that. It's actually, okay, here we go. It's supposed to be like a sniper rifle bolt, I guess. So, well, Kurt, that just seals the deal. Yeah. Everybody's going to have a crossbow. Yeah, a crossbow for every situation now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, look for it coming out here pretty soon. Get your crossbow on.
Seriously.
And, make sure you're carrying around the right bolt.
Year of the bow.
Yeah, pretty much. We all know it's coming for Black Ops 2. Andy's excited for Black Ops 2. Tell him, Andy.
Don't buy a Black Ops 2, please.
Don't. I'm actually excited about it.
Yeah, but we're just letting Activision like rake in the money and say, oh, we can just make this trash and then skin it, throw something else on there, call everything something else, put 80 prestige levels again, and then ship it out for $60 again. Like
Madden 2014.
I'll give sports games the break.
Sports games made sense.
But that's what happened, though. Like, I believe NBA 2K13, big change because the sales were waning, and they seriously stepped it up. NBA 2K13 and Madden NFL 2013.
Yeah.
Big changes. So, yeah, that's one way. Oh, my goodness. Moving on.
That's the selling point. And my final tidbit news, it came out yesterday. Oh, man, it's crazy. It's crazy! Oh, man. You guys ready for some more Ewok adventures?
I can't comprehend.
I am.
This is the aftermath of Jar Jar Binks.
Ugh.
Star Wars is now owned by Disney. And they bought it from old Georgie for $1.05 billion.
No, just some chump change. That's all.
Just some chump change.
They did
just
the same
so
thing
you
with
know.
Marvel. They were like, "Here, take our chump change, Marvel."
Yeah, seriously. Just so you know, George Lucas can get by because he's struggling now.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And so immediately after that, Disney's like, "Hey guys, Star Wars Episode 7 is coming out." Everybody's like, "What?"
What? Yes. Oh yeah. My. That.
I mean, I don't know if you've ever read, like, they have a pretty strong backing of novels that happened after, like, the movies. And some are actually really good. And there's, so I'm really hoping that Disney might, like, follow the novels a little bit. And I'm also hoping they don't try to create their own crappy version.
I think so far they've done okay with the different universes that they've bought, so...
Yeah, it's true. I mean, like, Tron was good.
Yeah, Tron was... But it was an original Disney, anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But, I could trust their sci-fi department. I'll take it. But, man, that's... I still can't, like, comprehend that this is happening. Like,
I know, it's so weird.
I was like, all right, well, just buy the Blu-ray anthology, because that's it, you know? That's it.
It's like you associate these people with, like, George Lucas, Star Wars, Stan Lee, with, like, DC.
DC.
Thank
you. Oh, my.
I paused because for a joke. Yeah, Stan Lee for Marvel. And, like, just imagine, like, you know, tomorrow. It's like, I don't know. Andy Tran buys Marvel.
Yes, and then really? I make whole new superheroes, all females in scantily clad nothing.
It's just weird, just like for George Lucas to be like, I'm done with Star Wars.
Seriously, and no,
even though everybody like hated him after he did like 1 through 3, but still, you know.
Yeah, it's I don't know. I think that's just a double-edged sword. The fact that you make something new, which is supposed to take place before, but it's for like a fan base that has built their lives around it. So yeah. I don't know. You can't please everybody, especially in that kind of situation.
Yeah. you know who should have bought it? William Shatner.
Oh, my.
Oh, think about that.
Good thing he doesn't have enough money doing Priceline commercials.
Oh, no.
What, William
Priceline
Shatner?
Priceline negotiator.
Holla at your boy.
Oh, man. So, yeah, that's crazy. And that's all I got for the news.
Wow. Hey, I believe this episode will be a bit short, it looks like. But I don't mind. I don't think you guys mind.
Yeah.
All right. And our listeners, I'm sure, are a big breath of fresh air for having a less than 2 hour. God. Yeah. But, all right. Sounds good. News made some good topics there, especially GTA 5. Big time.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now to our general topics. I believe we are in time for some upcoming games. And there is one in particular that... everyone's crapping their pants about. What's that game called? Yeah, Angry Birds Star Wars. No. All right, upcoming games for next week. It is Halo 4. Dun-dun.
Yeah.
That's a Battlefield 3 theme.
But, yeah, I was like...
All right. And then comes Angry Birds Star Wars, Little Big Planet Karting. And they're doing it for the actual PS3. And I believe there's crossplay, so I'm sure you can do something dumb with your Vita. And Ragnarok Tactics.
Hey.
Yeah, actually, I don't believe that has anything to do with the actual original Ragnarok game. Or
just
actually,
one of those words that make your game title sound cooler.
Yeah, they just slap it onto a JRPG and call it new. Mass Effect Trilogy, so you can just buy them all and... play as Shepard before the new one comes out and you're not him anymore, or her.
Before the movie.
Right, or before the movie, yes. So you can be updated on all the crap he has to put up with and the the women he has to punch from news. All right, and Midway Arcade Origins.
What is that, freaking Hydro Thunder?
Unfortunately, like, the only Midway game I could remember is, I believe they did, didn't they do Mortal Kombat? One of the iterations of Mortal Kombat?
I think so.
I'm probably, we just lost all our Midway fan listeners. Lost,
yep. Like, hey!
No way! Nope. Not real.
Yeah.
But yeah, Natalie, any of these games you're excited for?
Assassin's Creed 3.
Okay, well, that was this week, so it doesn't count. But yeah.
Natalie's been jumping in her seat.
That's true, Assassin's Creed 3. Natalie was cosplaying at, or cross-playing at the event at her local GameStop.
Oh, and it was so funny.
Yeah, what happened?
Okay. So...
This better be funny.
It is funny. So I pulled up, and I got out of my car, and I walk into the GameStop. While I'm walking, there's already people outside, and they're all whispering, like, oh my gosh, you see that Ezio cosplayer?
No way! No way!
Dressed, yeah, they're like, oh, that person's dressed like Ezio from Revelation. And I go inside, and people are like, oh my gosh, that's an awesome Ezio, you know, blah, blah, blah. Hey, this guy needs to get the game for free. He needs to get the game for free.
This
and
guy.
So, like, all these people are, like, telling the GameStop employees that they need to give me the game for free. And I'm like, nah, it's okay. I already put money down on it.
An assassin always carries his wallet.
And everybody got quiet. And this one dude came up to me, he's like, oh, hey, can I ask you a question?
I'm like, boobs. Yeah.
And he leans in, he goes, are you a girl? I said, yeah. And he goes,
it's like when you find out Samus is a girl. No girl. Way, I've been playing a girl this whole time.
And so whenever I was like, yeah, I'm a girl. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's a girl! She needs to get the game. She needs to get the game for free. Not only is she cosplaying Ezio, she's our girl. You play this game?
Oh my God. Way to represent gamers.
Mind you, I was
God.
The only female there.
Oh, Jesus.
Technically, I'm the only female there. I mean, yeah, I was dressed like a guy, so I guess another guy. But I was the only female.
There were no, like... angry girlfriends who had to stay up with their boyfriend.
No, but there was a couple of moms that picked up their sons
hot.
At midnight.
Give me your numbers. Hot. Give me those digits.
So, I go back outside because I went to go get Rob, and I helped Rob get into his Altair, and people were like, oh my gosh, you know, it's Altair and Ezio. They're going to be welcoming in Connor into the group now.
No.
I started getting hot because I'm wearing 7 layers.
And she has a beard.
You had a beard.
Mighty beard. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go outside.
There's probably about 20 guys in GameStop counting on that heatness.
yes.
Maybe take it off. Her clothes off just like Samus when you kill her.
Yeah, yep, exactly. And then
I thought that dude just had nice hips.
But, well, not only am I, like, melting because I'm wearing 7 layers, I also binded myself, so it's even more, like, even more pressure on me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I'm going to go outside and get some cool air, because it was pretty cold that day. And there's these two guys, they're sitting on one of the dudes' truck, and when I open the door, I can hear them, like, man, I can't believe that's like, oh, that's so hot. And I'm like...
Oh, my God.
It's so hot.
It's so hot, guys.
Greg, that's so hot. She's like,
she plays the set.
She's like my girlfriend from Canada. I swear she's real.
Here's a picture of her.
And then, like, some guys were asking me, like, why are you dressing up as a dude? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, I like Ezio. And this one weird guy. I'm sorry. I don't not.
We're all weird at this point.
Yeah.
I do not mean to call this dude out, but this dude was straight up weird.
Name drop.
Dude number two just getting called out. Last week, Dallas Comic Con, this week.
Yep, now this is dude number two.
All of Dallas is going to get owned.
Remember the coupon code next time.
Yeah.
This dude, no, seriously, no joke. This dude is straight up weird. He came up and goes, what is your descent? What are you? And I'm like, oh, I'm not going to say the other one, but I'm Italian, since that one has already been given away.
Oh,
you're so secretive about your Cuban backstory.
Yeah, jeez. Be proud to be Cuban.
Whatever. The only things Cubans have are sandwiches and cigars.
Hey, that's all you need.
Anyways, so he goes, I know Italian. I'm like, do you? And he goes, yeah, Rekascate and Fache. I'm like, okay. He goes, yeah, Assassin's Creed taught me everything I know in Italian. And he kept saying that over and over.
Nice.
And, over. And then he's wearing a Dallas Cowboys jacket. He goes, look, I'm going to put my hood on. I'm an assassin because, you know, the assassins, they bought Dallas Cowboys. Like, this dude is going into detail. Like, that's when I got the whole, okay, this dude's kind of weird. I need to back off.
That's the one you bring home to mom. Oh,
so me and Rob are like, hey, we're like walking away from this dude.
Oh my gosh. I can't. That's exactly why I can't stand GameStop midnight releases. Or midnight releases in general. Because you get the people that are like obvious like gamers that people like stereotype with.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, whatever. So, yeah, when you go there, you're just like, ah, I am not one of you. Just give me the game. Yes.
Yeah, you know, whenever I do go, I always try to go with an open mind because I know there's always going to be, you know, that weirdo. So I always go out with an open mind. Like, okay, you know, they're just excited about the game. They're just really eccentric. Maybe that's just their personality, whatever. And then when it actually happens, and I'm like, oh, I can't deal with this. I'm getting weirded out.
Yeah, nerds, stop being weird. Dating advice of the week, I mean, from Pixel Pros.
I can't talk. Look at me, I'm a cosplayer, and I dress up as an old guy. I dress up as
a guy. But the caveat is, you can function normally in a social setting.
Yeah, I know the difference between fantasy and reality. That dude obviously didn't. Like, just, that dude had no difference.
He melded it together. He was still in the Animus.
I felt bad for his friend because his friend kept looking over at us and kept giving us that nervous laugh, like, ha ha, yeah.
Like, all right, just come over here, Chad. Don't
Chad,
talk to people.
Yeah. Chad is a douchebag name. So.
Okay, now we just lost all Chads that listen to this.
Holy. No wonder we haven't got any emails.
Yeah, we keep offending everybody.
It's our Chad Call of Duty player here.
Oh my god.
He just hates us now.
This, you know what? I believe we should just change the name of our podcast.
I know. Different
aliases. It should just be See If We Can Offend You podcast.
What? Yeah. Well, it was really cool. I mean, it was funny because also that was the midnight release for Need for Speed.
Most Wanted.
And whenever people were outside, because they pushed everybody outside to get in line, one of the employees was like, all right, who's all here for Assassin's Creed? And people are like, wow, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, who's all here for Need for Speed? And one guy goes, me.
Everybody starts throwing tomatoes at him out of nowhere. Go home!
I'm gonna get to the leaderboard because you guys be playing Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, he's the one guy buying.
He's like, look for my name, y'all. Big Texas 95.
Big Tex. Because there's 94 other Big Texas. Okay?
Exactly. XX Big Texas. XX.
It was really cool. I think this, in all honesty, this GameStop was the most organized about a midnight release.
Nice.
Because that whole midnight release, the launch thing from midnight only lasted like 10 minutes because they're like, all right, group one, go, group two, go. They had everybody split up in groups and there's
that's pretty awesome. Four,
five cashiers. So they got everybody in and out within like 10 minutes. And I was like, well, it took me 2 hours to get into Ezio and I've only been here for an hour.
Yeah, nice. No, that's usually what happens. I'm there until like 1 or 1:30.
Yeah, that's what I was shocked about. I was like, oh, you know, I'm thinking, okay, we're going to be here till 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. But because I got there at 11.
Yeah.
And it ended literally at 12:10, like on the dot, 12:10.
Nice.
Yeah, that's it's a big change. I mean, I like them. Sometimes they're a little too brief and you just go there and you're all pumped up. And then you pick up your game and you walk out and you get in your car and you're like, wow, that was just, you know, there could be so much more that goes on there, but.
Hey, that's the kind of midnight release I like to see.
I thought there was going to be, like, a contest and, like, all these other prize giveaways and stuff. The only thing they were giving away were Doritos.
Oh, my God.
That's Doritos. The greatest.
Wait, cool. That's awesome. Cool Ranch.
Oh, now we're talking. Oh, cool man, Ranch.
Man. I would have asked for one so I could put it on the ground and stomp it.
There was no Mountain Dew though. Sorry, guys.
Was it the fun bags or like the extremely small ones? It has like 90% air in one chip.
It has one chip. And they hand it to you and it's crumbled.
But yeah. That day, I got the most amazing bruise I have on my shin, and I still have it right now. It's huge. It's like the size of a silver dollar.
It's because she was assassinating someone. She had to play the character.
Yep.
Another funny story was when we were outside and the weird dude was talking to us, I accidentally pressed the trigger on my gauntlet.
And you stabbed him.
No, it released and I almost stabbed this person that was walking by. I felt so bad. I did not mean to do that.
Wanted felon.
No, it was so funny because after I did that, people were looking like, does she have the hidden blade? And I'm like, oh my gosh.
He asked you to keep doing it over and over.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He kept asking me, hey, can you keep doing that? I'm like,
can I stroke your blade?
Well, no, what was funny was, like, he's like, what is it made out of? And I'm like, plastic. And he goes, what is it made out of? I said, plastic. I said, it's plastic. Well, okay, yeah, I see it's plastic. But do you know what kind of plastic? I'm like,
what?
What kind of plastics are there? It's plastic.
Actually, there's all of them. I don't know.
Like, yo, get off my back.
Yeah.
Not a chem major. Should have said.
But still, that's just that's so much. That's too much weird. That's way too much weird.
Yeah, I mean, the dude was cool. He had
no,
good
intentions.
No. But... No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
So, what was funny was like after he, because he was like in the first group. He was one of the first people in the first group. And as soon as he got his game, he jumped into his truck, and he like peeled out, and he almost T-boned somebody leaving the parking lot.
I hate that. It's so stupid. Yeah. Why try to be the badass when you leave getting in your car? And I see that at midnight releases too, because everyone's waiting outside. Like, check out my car.
Yeah, I get those leaderboards.
Check out my chrome spinners.
Check out my chrome spinners, my neon lights.
And he gets onto the feeder or the service road, depending on where you're from.
There you go.
Whatever that's called. For our northern listeners.
And he just peels off, like, just goes. And people all around us are like, that dude is an effing idiot. You know, how effing stupid. He could have just killed someone right there. Does he think he's cool or whatever? Blah, blah, blah. And, like, everybody was just cussing this dude out. I was so shocked. I was like, man. But I can see why. I mean, he almost freaking T-boned someone.
He just wanted to play Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, he just really wanted to play. He's like... He's all hot and bothered by this Ezio now.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, two things he had to go take care of. Oh, my goodness. All
right. Well, yeah.
That is an adventure, it sounds like. An adventure of Ezio, if you will.
Oh. Yeah, that's one of those midnight releases. Just wish it would all go normally, but they don't.
Hopefully you slip some P3 some cards. In that guy's pocket.
That's what the real Assassin's Creed does. They just slip cards in their pockets.
Yep.
Oh, man. All right. Well, sounds like you had a jolly good time.
All this done in an hour.
Yeah. And, well, I guess in celebration of our Halloween episode...
Celebrate.
This is a good question for you guys. What is the scariest movie you've ever seen? Well, or actually, probably your favorite scary movie.
Jurassic Park.
Oh my.
All right. What is your favorite horror movie? Let me rephrase that. What horror movie puts your...
She's just in shock right now. She can't answer.
Just the fact that she's thinking about Jurassic Park.
You know what was jacked up while I was at work? Somebody thought it'd be funny if they played clips of Jurassic Park on my computer. So whenever I got back to my desk and I moved the mouse, you know, to get rid of the screensaver, there's Jurassic Park on my screen. Oh my gosh, I ran.
Well, that's a sight to see when Natalie's running, screaming.
Running from a computer screen.
I was not screaming, but I did run.
Yeah, bloody yeah. murder. Yeah. All right, well, I guess it's Jurassic Park then. Ryan?
I don't really have a favorite movie.
What?
Just... I mean, I don't really watch that many, like, scary movies.
Oh, we got a wuss on the show.
Oh, wussy! Yeah, whatever.
Are you afraid of scary movies?
No, I'm not afraid. I just don't like to watch them.
Yeah, it just doesn't appeal.
So
like,
you're afraid?
No.
No? Are,
like,
no?
Okay. No. Listen here. All right. I was watching AMC was playing their Halloween on Halloween today, and that was the most ridiculous thing. Dude, this guy, Mike Myers, he was teleporting, I swear to God. He had a device. He was on a roof, and then shit you not, it took him 5 seconds to get off this roof and, like, come around this corner like he walked out the front door. Like, dude, okay. He teleported.
All right. Apparently, Ryan has a problem with suspension disbelief.
I do. Okay. And dude gets hit in the face with a truck at the end. This is Halloween 5, I think, by the way. And he gets up like nothing happened. He's like, I'm all right. Just a truck hit me in the face.
Yeah.
So it's things like that that I see in scary movies. I'm just like,
that's true.
People teleporting.
I think they're mostly based on if they're like, yeah, I understand where Ryan's coming from, because most of them are either snuff films just to gross you out from, like, mutilating people, or just like those jumping films that just kind of shock you, but they don't really make you scared.
Yeah, I will say, though, for a game that I actually did jump when I first played Dead Space in the dark.
Yeah. That's a good question. Hey, yeah, what's the scariest game you guys played? I'll chalk that up to Dead Space for Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
And Miss Natalie?
It's a combination between two of them. One of them is...
Telltale's Jurassic Park.
I stayed away from those. That one and Turok.
Turok.
It's Eternal Darkness. Because whenever your sanity meter goes down,
yeah,
it jacks with your GameCube. So, like, one time my sanity was really low, I wasn't paying attention, and it just switched to the AV cable. Like, it says you're on, you know, TV 1, and I'm like, I didn't put that on there. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna die, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, that kind of just nerve-wracked me, but... what really scared me, and Ryan, you're going to be like, man, this girl's stupid. Silent Hill, the Silent Hill game that was on the Wii.
Man, this girl's stupid.
That came out a couple years ago. There's one part in the game that just really scares me, even though I know what's going to happen. It just, when it happens, it really scares me. You're in the woods part, and... you're in the cabin, and the cabin belongs to this hunter. Like, there's taxidermy animals everywhere. And you go outside, and by this tree where it's snowing really heavy, there's a pair of antlers. Whenever you get close to it, it starts rattling, like, really, really crazy, like it's going nuts, like something's possessing it, and it always scares me.
Yeah, that reminds me of Alan Wake. That's a pretty scary game, too, in Ooh. Some parts.
Yeah, I've been meaning to get that. That looks good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
What about yourself, Andy?
Movie, definitely the first Paranormal Activity, because it was just out of nowhere, and I believe the budget was like 15 or 11,000, and it was really good, and it was pretty, all of it was pretty convincing, just because, you know, it's documented footage, and at the end of the movie, it says, like, we thank whatever county police for releasing these tapes. But, of course, the credits rolled, so you know it's all fake. But,
yeah,
it was definitely a good experience, you know, seeing all that and seeing it from the realistic perspective instead of people just holding a shaky cam. That's kind of annoying. And so, yeah, that's my favorite scary movie and favorite scary game. I guess it's not a horror game, but it was Heavy Rain, and it was the DLC where you play the reporter female, and she is in the house of this, like, not taxidermist. It was, like, some serial killer. But it was for a different, like, case. You weren't investigating the origami killer. And he, like, traps you in the house. And he's coming at you with, like, his chainsaw and axes. And you're just, like, running. And then, like, she's all jittered and scared. And so, like, the buttons that you have to press, because Heavy Rain is all about quick time events, and they're all shaking, so it's hard to see them, and then they keep changing. And so it's got me going, got my heartbeat raised. But yeah, those are two of my favorite ones. But before that, it was definitely Resident Evil when I was really young. And my cousin, we played Resident Evil 2, and that's the first one I ever played. And the part where in the beginning the lickers jump through the window at the police station.
Yeah,
that. And he made me sit there in the dark, and I didn't know what was going to happen.
He's just
play through this part, okay? This part's easy. And I like threw the controller down, and I walked out of the room. I'm like, no, no more. Not funny.
Dude, that reminds me, this is a good one. Back in the day when I was super young, I had a Super Nintendo in my room, and we were playing, you ready to hear this scary game? We were playing Mario Paint. Oh, man. And, all right, my brother and I were, like, just jamming out this freaking sweet paint job, and we were getting sick of the background. He's like, dude, let's turn it off. And then there was this one mode where... because you can change the music in that game too. Uh-huh. And there's this one where it was just a blank square, and it had a dog's face on it. We're like, what the heck? That's silent too. I guess that's what silent is. So we were just sitting there. It was silent because we thought we turned off the music. Then all of a sudden, there was like this, and like this really startling like bark of a dog, because the music was a silence, and then every once in a while there'd be a dog barking, and that scared the living shit out of us. We're like, oh my god, what the heck? There's like a rabid dog up here. We're like, I don't know. It was just really scary at the time. I've never run out of my room so fast. I heard that dog bark just so suddenly. Just, dude, if you think that you have silenced the music and this freaking sound comes on all of a sudden. Mario Paint, y'all. Scariest game ever.
I used to play Fatal Frame 2 a lot. Crimson Butterflies. And one time I put the game on pause because my mom had called me to go eat dinner. And so I went downstairs to go eat, and whenever I came back upstairs, there's an image of a little girl, like a ghost on the screen, like covering the screen completely. And I was so scared. I was like, I walked in my room because I could see it when I walked in. And I was like, I was afraid. I walked out. I closed the door. I walked out, and I left the game system on. And I just stayed downstairs until it was like really, really dark outside. And I was like, Mom, can you walk with me into my room? Oh, I need to turn the system off.
In a fetal position. But I'm scared
because I think my TV's possessed.
I did something bad.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Scary games are fun, and Dead Space is, I would say, amongst my good ones, because that creates such perfect atmosphere. That game will get you going.
Yep.
All right, so now on to our personal topics. Somebody doesn't have one this week, but but we'll start with Ryan. Ryan, I believe you have.
Ooh, this is a doozy. Yeah, I'm rubbing my mitts together in excitement about this one. Let me cleanse my palate. All right, so Andy, in all his infinite wisdom, just misses me so much when we play games sometimes. Yep. He went and bought Borderlands for me on PC. And I had it on an Xbox originally. And I was like, oh, man, all right, cool, I'll play with you. And my God, dude, I was just the loading, no loading, freaking back to the mouse and keyboard shooting is just, I haven't touched my Xbox like since basically. I have literally went on my Xbox to like watch Hulu, is what I've done on my Xbox in the past like couple weeks. It's just crazy, man. And so yeah, we were talking about that, and man, if you have a gaming PC, it's just so easy to outdo the consoles nowadays because the console life cycle of this generation is just so much longer. But beyond that, like just with Steam big screen mode or big picture mode, how you can even play some games or all, you can play all games, but play games on your TV. And I do that for games that are easy to play with my controller, like XCOM. But I mean, I guess you could still do it with Borderlands, but man, if you get the shooters, you gotta have that mouse and keyboard. It's just so nice.
Yeah.
And even with Medal of Honor, like when I was playing the beta, just the load times and changing your weapon and everything. But now we have it on PC and we're playing, it's just seamless, so seamless.
Yep.
And so much faster. It's just crazy how. So I think I'm definitely just looking to the PC in the future. Even if they come out the Xbox 720 or 1080 or PS20, it's just, it's almost just cost effective just to upgrade your PC occasionally.
Right.
And you can probably just match, because I don't even know if the next generation of consoles can even handle that physics stuff that you're, that's in Borderlands 2, man. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be hard for consoles to do that and keep their costs down if they try to implement that.
Exactly. Just one of these NVIDIA cards alone is the same price as a console.
Exactly. But, that's what I'm talking about. It's just like, man, it's so much easier.
Yeah, but don't let that deter you from getting a gaming PC. It is very well worth it. I believe it's one of the best investments. And my love for gaming started with console. But when I played Counter-Strike on PC, oh, I couldn't get enough of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it just, I was just going to say, and Steam's just making it really easy and making it really hard to go back.
Oh, yeah. Because going into big picture mode, if you've ever used that, if you're not going to Steam's settings, beta for Steam, and just opt into it, and it'll open up big picture mode for you. And you can, if you have a controller or an adapter for a controller on your PC, use that. And you'll see how smooth it is and how much of a console experience you can have just having that. And what I'm starting to do now is I'm going to pick up a wireless HDMI transmitter and just send it from my computer, because it's not close to my TV. I want to send it straight from my computer to my TV. And so I don't even have to plug my computer in next to it. You know, I could just have it there.
Yeah. And hey, let me know how that goes, by the way. I have mine hooked up with wired HDMI, but if that wireless works, it might be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely not going to skimp on it. Those run about $140 for one of those, but
yeah,
I think it's well worth it. Even if you don't use it for just your PC, you can use it for your home theater system that, you know, maybe you have a hub. And then you can sync that hub to your TV, and now you don't have wires everywhere. So
right, that's always a plus.
Yes, and so yeah, it's great, man. And PhysX, I don't know if people know about it, but NVIDIA has PhysX technology that go along with certain games. Not every game has it, but what it does is it creates way more particles in the game. And so in Borderlands, when you throw a when you start firing at the ground, rocks actually come up, and they don't go away. They stay there. And if you walk on it, they move out of your way. And if you throw a singularity grenade, and everyone knows how they kind of warp everything in next to it, it is beautiful. And
oh, yeah.
If you guys want to just see how it happens, just YouTube it. Just put PhysX Borderlands 2 demonstration. And man, you will. I'm pretty much always sold. And every time I have a battle on Borderlands 2, it literally looks like a battle. There's like bullet casings everywhere, and there's like bullet holes stay in there. I can leave the area, come back, and my bullet holes are still there. And I you know, it's just, especially with this generation, you know, PC gaming is a good way to save money, especially like PC games. they always, new releases, most of the time cost $10 less because, you know, there's no distributor to go through and there's no, you know, packaging. So they're saving money and they kind of carry the savings onto you. And then constantly at good old games, Steam sales are always happening or deals on. And we find them for $14, $15 off. And that's on release day.
Exactly. So you get that sweet NVIDIA card that's basically like a console, and you're still saving money because you're buying games that are cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
And when Steam has those sales, you'll be happy because, as an example, Max Payne 3 came out in July, in summer, and Steam had the summer sale. And that Max Payne 3, 1 week later on Steam summer sale, was only $30. So, yeah. Definitely
it's worth it. It's a good-looking future for PC.
Yeah. PC game is not dead. People have been saying that for years, and Steam is thriving. Yeah, so.
Take your computer over, and it'll hook Assassin's Creed up for Natalie, and she'll be converted.
Oh, yeah.
She can even play with her PS3 controller.
You know, no. I was talking about this to someone yesterday. I mean, I know, I'm not going to lie, PC is far more superior as far as graphics and everything else.
Well, than I mean, not console. I would say not network, because, you know, everyone has a console in their hands now, so I'd say it's a much broader audience. So yeah, you have more people to play with, but PC still has a huge audience, and they're more mature because they could afford to build a gaming PC and not some 12-year-old on Call of Duty. Okay.
Always.
What I'm getting at, though, is I can understand how the PC is better, especially if you're someone who is into the visual aspect and the technical aspect, then yeah, the PC is amazing. But for me, it's like having a book. You know, yeah, I can save trees and go green and buy a tablet and download all these books onto my tablet, and I don't have to worry about light because, you know, my own light is produced from the actual tablet and whatnot and blah, blah, blah. But it's not the same experience of actually holding the book and flipping the pages and, you know, smelling the ink in the paper. Actually hold.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I suppose. I can't.
But you know
I
what?
Can't equate it to that. It's
that technology thing is more just graphic. That loading screen change.
Yeah.
Serious. That's huge.
Yeah. I mean,
we don't have time to read those tips.
Yeah.
I like being able to play with the console. I mean, yeah, okay, I can hook up the controller to the PC.
What do you know the difference?
But I just like having the idea of having the console, like the actual console system right there. I like Sony. I like the PS3.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I got you.
And with this current generation, I remember their move. The Sony was like saying, I remember when they announced it, they're saying this is not just a console. You know, this is, I forgot what they said, something about it being a much more like PC-like than console. And
I remember because
they even had commercials about it, how technical and how amazing the PS3 is, and I don't doubt it because at the time it came out, it was a powerhouse. I mean, the damn thing could crush a small child. So yeah, I could see how it's technically good for when it came out. It's just I don't know. I find it to be very different experience from PC to console, so I see where you're coming from. And you touched on something, well, maybe you didn't, I don't remember, it might have just come up in my head, but modding is such a big PC thing. Yeah. And if you like the gaming industry and you're thinking about getting into it, definitely pick up a gaming PC, because that's pretty much how you're going to be working if you're going to be a developer as far as coding, because you pretty much have to have these PC skills, and all the development kits come in a PC, and they don't come like a special made, you know, PS3 or Xbox. And so yeah, it's modding is awesome. I can't tell you how much better my Skyrim experience was from modding, because I attached some of those mods, and the land is way more beautiful, more populated, and the faces were so, the textures, some things people do for free just to mod these games, like outshine, you know, what the developers had. Yeah, given the developers had, you know, were on the time schedule, but it's just amazing how, you know, how much better your game will look. And those DLCs, like Hearthfire, you could have had that way before Hearthfire came out, because mods give you the ability to have, you know, your own house or multiple companions or multiple wives. Okay, yeah, that one's a little. But yeah,
multiple wives.
Yeah, but yeah, it's just Skyrim on PC, and you'll see it too. It's such a huge difference from console. It's
nice. And I even like installed all those mods for the ambience, like flocks of birds. And like thunder sounds,
oh, yeah.
And weather, and like even things like that, I'm just like, oh man, this is great.
Right, and it's not even the same game, and yeah. You know, the things people make, some people even go into making levels as far as, say, like Left 4 Dead 2. I didn't think I'd get enough playtime out of that as far as Valve making only 5 maps, you know, for everything, or, you know, 8 campaigns. But the whole modding community has hundreds of maps, and I played some like really interesting ones, like Haunted Forest. At the end of that, you walk into a haunted mansion, and there's ghosts, and there's things floating, and scary photos look at you. It's so awesome. And Valve didn't make that. Some dude sitting on his computer made that. Yeah, yep. It's you get so much replayability out of, you know, PC as well, and that's most of the time if the developers release the software development kit out.
Exactly.
But yeah, we're not knocking on console, you know. It's a dying art.
Your time is near.
Yeah, it's
your days are numbered.
Yeah, I mean, it'll always be cheaper getting a console, given that.
I'm pretty sure, but you know, it's yeah.
It's just what you like, and I hate loading screens.
Oh yeah.
The difference between PC and console loading screens, it's not even. It's close. I watched my friend play Borderlands on PS2. I mean, PS3.
PS2. Well, there's your problem.
Yeah, but you played on PS3.
Why is it not moving?
Yeah. And I'm just sitting there watching. I'm like reading the tip over and over. And it actually changes tips to a different one to tell me.
That's
something.
Why I was so blown away when I just played PC Borderlands with you, man. I was just like, oh my God, dude. It's insane. And, like, even when you go to, like, switch your customization, your guy, it takes a while for it to load on the console. Oh, on PC, you're just flipping through it, and it's just changing as you're flipping through it.
Right. And Ryan has a generation older video card than I do, and his is still running almost, you know, just really well as far as you guys can hear. So, like, the video card that I have, you know, it could cost $300, but you can get a lower end starting off, and it could all still cost you only $150.
Yeah, mine's probably only 100 now.
Yeah, and shoot, buy two of them and learn how to SLI, and
you can
have a card more powerful than mine. So, it's a win-win.
Yeah, so I am excited for PC. I'm excited for the future. And, you know, it's just easier for you and I to pick up and play games with some PC, too, really. So.
Because,
I can just see myself just box up my consoles a while from now after Halo 4
right.
And just be like, all right,
that's what my consoles are for now, just exclusives.
Yeah,
God of War, Uncharted, Halo 4, Gears of War.
Yeah,
that's it. But yeah,
so then Last of Us.
Yes, how could I forget good old Ellie?
And now you guys want to hear my Steam Greenlight pick of the week? I know you do.
Oh, man. I was wondering what the hell that stood for. I'm like, what is that? What is SGPOTW?
Exactly. Now you know.
I'm just going to edit this part out.
It's funny. The first two that I suggested are like scary games for like Halloween. And now this one I suggest is
not
so
scary.
It is called, it's like a comedy Double Dragon. It's called Fist Puncher.
Wow.
Oh, and that's the one the first game I rated up.
Yeah, I think you rated this one up. I think that's how I found it too. But yeah, so it's side scroller, you know, beat 'em up. It even supports 1 to 4 players, co-op, like LAN style. There's 14 playable characters. Dr. Karate, Steroid Jackson, Hella Fist Gerald. So, and then it's also got some RPG elements. You can level up your guy.
What?
Oh, yes.
So wait,
oh,
it's yeah. like side-scroller, but Borderlands RPG style, where you can jump in there and have friends games?
There you go.
Oh.
Oh, rated yeah.
up even harder, guys.
And it's pixel art.
Yes. Even cool. I love 1080p pixel games. Oh.
Exactly. 50 levels of mayhem.
50 levels!
And here we go. Here's for my appeal. There are 99 unlockable achievement trading cards. Collect them all!
Oh, my. All right. That's unsold me.
Cards, baby. Yeah, so it looks really cool, though. It's really like slapstick over the top.
It's funny. And it's like what was that? Like the old school Super NES Ninja Turtles or Final Fight.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, those side scrolling ones.
Final Fight.
I love Final Fight. That guy in his suspenders is over. all right.
Yeah, and everybody's got their own little personality, and yeah, it's pretty awesome. And all like the worlds are like spread out. They look like Mario Land, where you just move from level to level, world 1-1, stuff like that. Yeah. And so
like $10, right?
Yeah, I don't what is it gonna be? I don't think they said. I thought
they don't put the prices on there yet.
Yeah, that's right. So here's an example of, if I'm looking through the pictures here. One of the characters, Officer DeGrady, one of his level up points, you can put points into his beard. Adding points to the beard gauge will make O'Grady look like one tough dude. That's all it says.
Oh, my.
But points in that.
Are you a tough enough dude?
Exactly. Bad dudes. Oh. So, yeah, it's really – I love games like this, like comedy and stuff. So.
A.K.A. Definitely. Borderlands 2.
A.K.A. Borderlands 2 does it really well. So, yeah. Rate it up, y'all. Let's get this game on Steam.
Oh, hey. What platform is that on, Ryan?
Steam, baby. PC.
Yep. And that's why we say it's only probably $10 for the game, and you can play with your friends. And Steam usually has like a bundle sale, so it's probably $25 for 4. You can you can start making it rain on your friends. And you guys can have
that's all I got.
Oodles of fun. But yeah, you know what? I'll agree with that one this week, Ryan. I'll let that slide.
You'll allow it.
Yeah, it's definitely that looks so good, Fist Puncher, and just the sound of it. It's like what does it involve? If you have to ask, yeah, that's cool. Natalie, do you have a personal topic this week?
No, I was that one person you called out earlier.
All right,
hers was the traumatizing story.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll say mine was the Assassin's Creed one. It was just a little ahead of time.
Yeah, weird guy. You're a personal topic this week.
How not to be weird.
And surprisingly for this week, I'm not going to be long-winded, hopefully. I'm going to just talk about Dishonored and replayability, which should be important to everyone. But with Call of Duty milking you every year, what do you care, right? What do you care? Gosh. All right. Well, Dishonored, as everyone already knows, is I really have a place in my heart for this game. And now that it has DLC coming out, the replayability is extended. And, you know, it's just the fact that we talked about how you can go throughout the whole game and not kill anyone. And we were kind of wondering how. But, yeah, certain parts you get to, like there was one lady I had to kill. But this guy found out, or he somehow knew what my plan was. But he just said, I have an infatuation with this woman. So if you could just please... knock her out and put her in my boat. I'll take her away.
Oh my god!
And so I guess you keep your conscience clean. And so if you don't kill anyone for the whole game, you play on low chaos, which is, you know, not a lot of not too many guards, not escalated, I would say, security throughout the game. But playing on high chaos, mainly killing people, just gets them all riled up, and you have like more tall boys, which are those giant walkers who look like portal turrets, and big towers that like seek you out. And so it's definitely different. And now that I'm playing through on my high chaos play, it is so much more fun killing people. All right, that sounds bad, but
terrible.
But yeah, it's like, you know, you watch all these videos on YouTube of people just murdering everyone in like succession of one another, and Dishonored is such a cool game that lets you do it, you know. And you build up different combos, and if you play with a really brutal like sword style or blade style, then you can actually put points into your brutality meter. And you don't get that if you're going through a stealth playthrough. You'll never see a brutality meter. And so I guess building it up will give you more brutal finishes. And I'm going to tell you now, I don't have a brutality meter yet, and I'm already lopping heads off. Like, and dang. Corvo, the main character, just has different... He'll kill enemies different ways, even though you're still just doing the left-click attack. Like, In the last move of fighting, killing one guy, it's like Assassin's Creed. He'll grab the guy's face and then shove the blade up from the bottom of his mouth to the top of his head, or he'll do like a really quick like slash in front of the guy, and then you'll see the head like flop forward. And it's just so many different ways, and it's so cool. I can summon a swarm of rats to eat people alive, and I can. It's kind of bad, but I can teleport to one point and then freeze time. Oh, the cool one is to get a guard to, fire his pistol at you, and you can get points for or an achievement for causing 5 unintentional suicides, which is basically freezing time when a guard fires his pistol, possessing the guard, walking him in front of his pistol and in front of his bullet, and then unpossessing him, and then the bullet, go into his face, and it's just that's just so awesome. It's so much to do, and especially in a sandbox game like Permission like that. It's just it's so fun, and okay, I guess that sounds almost like serial killer-ish, but it's fun to kill the guards in a virtual game where the guards are douchebags. It's all about replayability, and the more games get to know this concept, the better your tail will be for the game. You don't have to just start keep releasing trash DLC for something we're gonna see no matter what, you know. Like, if I play through a game, and that's what replayability is really hard for me, like if I can remember a part of the game or like a bunch of important parts of the game in my head, I won't pick that game up again, because I'm like, it's too soon. The experience is going to be the same. It's still too fresh. Even if it's like a year later, if I can still remember it, it's still too fresh. So yeah, it's give me something good to eat, as Ryan would say.
There you go.
Give me something
trick good or treat. Give me something good to eat.
Yeah. Something different every time, and That's how you get people to, you know, keep buying your game or tell your friends to play it, because they're not going to have the same experience. I'm sure Ryan would play like some terrible way through Dishonored.
I probably would. Probably just quit my shotgun and see how fast they run through it.
Oh my. Double shotguns just run through it.
Like that, Chad. Just like that.
Yeah, you're akimbo 1877 shotguns.
Yeah, man.
Are you okay there, Natalie? Did you fall asleep? I'm sorry.
No.
She's like, well, this is so long-winded. All right. Anything you want to add, Natalie?
Nope.
All right. Well, actually, there's one thing I wanted to add. Halo 4, if you guys haven't seen the Forward Unto Dawn series on YouTube, it is actually really good. And it's kind of weird why Microsoft doesn't fund 343 Industries or even Bungie or somebody to start making a Mass Effect movie, because these shorts that they have on YouTube are pretty amazing. And Episode 4 came out recently, and it actually features Master Chief. So it's pretty awesome. I did not realize how much...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Doesn't matter. This whole show
I thought he was dead.
And actually, in the beginning of each of those Forward Unto Dawn series, it shows a piece of, I guess, CG video of Master Chief and how he's floating through space with Cortana, and she's, like, slowly going crazy. And, like, she actually develops... I think they've been floating for, like, 4 years in space.
Yeah.
And Master Chief is still in cryo, and she's, like, developed a second personality that's, like, arguing with her. And it's...
Smeagol style.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So, yeah, check it out. And just give it some likes so people... So more video game companies can do that. Just like the... I think it was Brotherhood or maybe Assassin's Creed 2 when they made the live-action... series. I don't know if you guys saw those.
I don't remember
that.
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was when you watch Ezio's dad, I guess.
Giovanni.
Yeah, Giovanni. Yeah, when you watched him be an assassin and have what he had to sacrifice in his family just to ignore them all the time.
Nice.
All right. Oh, and just for sponsor's sake, everybody go outside. If you like EA games, buy some Slim Jims.
Oh, get on those Slim Jims.
Yeah, buy Slim Jims. You can get Medal of Honor codes or Need for Speed codes. Or $5 off of a game on Origin. And that's on...
Hey-oh!
Yeah. And so Medal of Honor, you just get three different types of weapon skins.
Every time, or camo. What?
Yeah, well, they have three different ones. But you can
give
choose...
me your second code then.
No.
Oh, you get one per code, but there's three ones.
Yeah.
It so basically you have to buy three Slim Jims to get them all. Yes. You gotta catch them all.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And then there's one vehicle for Need for Speed, an exclusive Dodge Charger. It's like one is gold for Xbox, red for PS3, white for PC. And Medal of Honor has some cool skins. I can't really describe them. And it says Dead Space on all the Slim Jim wrappers and stuff. There's no Dead Space content. So don't get got. Yeah, Origin game, $5 off. I guess that's a good deal. I don't know. No one uses Origin. Everybody hates it.
Yeah.
I don't know why I did that. We just lost our EA sponsorship.
Yeah, Jesus. You helped him out and then you shot him down.
I was actually helping Slim Jim.
We like Medal of Honor.
Yeah. So, anything you guys want to add to this week, Pod?
I got finals midterms tomorrow, so
good luck.
Holla at your boy.
Holla at your boy. Oh yeah, speaking of holla at your boy, Ryan and I have been recording some Medal of Honor sessions, so it's not up yet, but just keep a lookout on the website. What's the website, Natalie?
Pixelpeakhouse.com.
Oh, don't sound so enthusiastic.
How so? So excited.
Where's
so excited to tell the masses.
Where can they chat with you, Ryan?
Yes, they can personally chat with me at pixelpcast@gmail.com.
All right. Yeah, so look for on the website. We'll post it up some videos of Ryan and I having some, we'll call it Pixel Pros playtime. And we'll be having some fun on Medal of Honor as well. As the website is getting revamped. I'm going through a different source, and hopefully you guys will like it. I think it's down right now. So,
nice.
Yeah. But yeah,
convenient.
Yeah, it's convenient. All right. I hope all our listeners have a wonderful, safe, happy Halloween and week. And I'll see you guys later.
See ya.
Bye.